Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Let us pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for a morning such as this, a time to be in your presence. We ask, oh God, that your grace will be with us. We ask, Lord, that you will speak a word to us this morning. Thank you for bringing us to church. Thank you for the ability to worship in peace. And to you be all the grace and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall say, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. It's a real pleasure to see you this morning. Amen. Hey, you don't mind me. Hey, I'm also not seeing a lot of people. I'm about to bench your choir from tonight's concert. So only those who are here will be part. But why are you looking at me like that? Or you think we two, we know the ball? Tell them that's our ball. I'm tired of a constant struggle. So those who are choristers who are here, you're welcome to minister tonight. But to all those who are not here, they should not go upstage at all. Yeah. I think it's fair. Beautiful. All right. Jojo is trying to look at me like an accuser of the brethren. I refuse to be accused. I think behaviors must have consequences. You want us to come and watch you, but you don't want to come and watch other people. You don't want to come and watch. You don't want to come and be, so why should we watch you? Yeah. So we too, we will not watch you. So those of you who are here, please, feature tonight. That's it. But today we're going to be sharing on a very interesting topic. But before that, I need to remind you, number one, the choir is ministering tonight. And somebody who watched them when they were doing bits and pieces of the rehearsal came and told me that, Charlie, mommy, expect that you have a wonderful time. So I'm coming expecting to have a wonderful time. Yeah, I heard that was really great. That's what I heard. So I'm really looking forward to it. Amen. So tell your neighbor that it is for the house. It's for all of us. So be here. Be here. This particular service, you like to cut things too much. It's Sunday night. So I'll be watching you. Those who I'm tricking, they know. So I'm tricking you. I shall be watching and I'll call you if I don't see you tonight. And the men shall say, amen. No, but I think they put in a lot of effort, so let us come and let's support it. Then we have a special meeting on Tuesday and on Wednesday with Bishop Jesse Saki. By now, the flyer should have changed. And he is going to be coming here. He's a man of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. A man of the Holy Ghost. And you know, Charlie, we need the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yes. He has a very interesting ministry, so we're looking forward to having him. This is Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Please show up again this service. Okay. You are a typical explanation of the parable of the sower. And those who the cares of this world has squeezed out the fruits. I thought you'd be saying, Lord, deliver me. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. I'm fruitful. Yeah. It's a fight. I agree. But you better win it. It's a fight. As for fight, it's a fight. Hey, is it not a fight? But we are well able to fight it. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, really make an effort to be here. Really. You will be glad. You'll be glad. One of the things I find myself really struggling over is to get you to really see how the Holy Spirit is meant for our life, our whole life. It's not just a corner of our life. I hope you get me. Not just a certain small aspect of our life, but our life in general. And if we could see him as he is meant to be in our life, we'll be all the more willing to learn more about him. Because the more you know, the more you experience. Yeah, the more you know of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm bringing somebody who knows the Holy Spirit. All of us, we have the Holy Spirit in two different dimensions. For somebody, you have the Ephesians 1, the stamp of the Holy Spirit. You've been born again. That's all. That's all. But there are dimensions. Are you here? There are dimensions. And I believe we need to get deeper. Amen. So let us be here 22nd, 23rd. We're calling it a special visit. I hope you get it. Yeah. This week, we are actually going to be burying our beloved Bishop Big Daddy. So the church is actually effectively in mourning, and it's one of the reasons why this particular program, we have not hyped it on the pages. It's not nice. People are, we are going to mourn, then you have come in with your, hey, yes, they come, hey, yeah, then, hey. No. It's not. And to many of us who've been in this church for a long time, there's somebody we know. And there's somebody who has affected this church in very profound ways, you know. So he's going to be buried this Friday. Now, I know that there have been questions as to why he's not being buried at Mampong. And it's very simple. The place is being expanded. Yeah, he's being expanded. So the funeral is at Kodesh. He'll be buried somewhere and later on reburied in the our normal place. So I hope I've answered your questions. No, because we have an Orangu who is on air, online, speaking a lot. So I've had a number of questions, yeah. And he's aware of all this, but he's sitting down there saying this and that and that. And some of you don't ask questions. That's why I'm just addressing it right from here. So that's beautiful. And then I would like you to put aside Friday, the 1st of August, where we have, it's a long time since we had a stage play. So please, yeah. We're going to have it on the 1st of August. Me, I'm looking forward to it. Maybe you have been going to other places to enjoy yourself. Some of us, we have not been going, so we look forward to the church ones. Please ask your neighbor, where have you been going? Say it now. Some of you, I know you were on campus watching this guy yesterday. Who is that? What's the name of the guy who came yesterday? Who's that? Who? Some of you were there. But please, some of us, we don't have some. We like the ones in church. Amen. Yes, I also like the ones in church. Amen. So try and be here. Is it a good idea? I also think it's a good idea. Hallelujah. Beautiful. This, well, it's still morning, but going into the afternoon, I'm going to be talking to you about a topic that has been a while since we addressed it from the pulpit, but I think it's so important. And it's the topic of speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Yeah. There are people, this church, I mean, in every congregation, you find about three or four groupings of people. One group does not speak in tongues at all. Now, of those who don't speak in tongues, you can divide them into two. There's one who desire, but they're not yet speaking in tongues. And then there's another group we don't like. Anyway, we're not interested. Before I continue, I have two Madagascans here in the church with me. Lady Pastor Francine, she was here with us. Oh, we don't know you. Her husband has gone to visit his father's church, so he's not here yet. My children say that I have to understand that they are dual citizens. Dual citizenship meaning that they are part of reasonable service and they are part of eschatos. All right. And then I also have Lady Pastor Lois, who's Pastor Kofi's, Reverend Kofi's wife. Oh, Lois, we didn't see you. So they are visiting us all the way from Madagascar. And it's taken them some days to arrive. Yeah. I think Lady Elfie Francine's people, they left last week Sunday after church and they reached Kumasi on Wednesday. Hey! And Elfie Lois, they left Monday and they arrived Wednesday in Kumasi. Hey, Charlie. Tell your neighbor, look, we're also Jenny. We're also here. But it's nice to have them around. It's been, for us, it's very special because it's been a long time since we had. In fact, we have never had all our children and their wives and their children together. Yeah, but by the grace of God, the Lord is merciful. Yeah, the Lord is merciful. So we have been, if you have been texting me and my answer doesn't make sense, you know that. You know that something else was occupying my mind. Hallelujah. So after service, just interact with them. The kids are also upstairs when they come down. And it's a blessing. Yeah, it's a blessing. Amen. Beautiful. But we are still going to be talking about tongues. Speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. It's important that we address it. So I was telling you the groups of people in church. I said group number one does not speak in tongues. And even among those who don't speak in tongues, there are those who desire but are not speaking, and those who don't desire. For those who don't desire, I hope that after we go through and show you that it's biblical, the desire will come. And for those of you who've been prayed for before, you desire, not yet speaking in tongues, sometimes you need to get across your mind, over your mind. So as we share the scriptures, we are speaking scriptures into your mind. Are you there? And I want you to, if you have a phone, for once in your life, take out your phone, put down the scriptures, and go and read them. Over, you are just trying to convince your mind to push. Do you understand? Move so that my spirit can hear. Amen. Amen. Bishop Doug was sharing with us one time, and he shared how he struggled to speak in tongues because the mind won't go. You see, that I'm going to open my mouth, and what I'm saying, my mind doesn't know. On top of that, it doesn't sound nice too. At least if it sounded very polite and, you know, but shadabadaba, what is that? You know, so sometimes you need a little help. And he shared about how he went to call somebody. The person came to his fellowship in those days. You know, not many people had the revelation. So he called someone. The person came, shared, said, let's bow our head. Simply, everybody. Said he was standing there saying, nobody will speak. Everybody. Except him. So he said later, he followed up, went to the person's office, the church. He said he was offended with God. God, I went to call the person. Cry, you have given everybody. You didn't give me. Went there. The lady has a top break. Oh, dang. But one day. Tell me about one day. Yeah, one day. He was lying in bed and he was just praying. He was just praying in his understanding. And suddenly, he began. Yeah. He said 3 hours. He continued because he was afraid. If I stop, Ebia. No. Are you here? Maybe I'll not be able to do it again. So I'm just sharing this with you in case you are one of those who they prayed over a number of times. I don't want you to give up. Continue. Your mind is in the way, but as you continue reading the scriptures, listening to the teaching, your mind will be overcome. Hallelujah. Are you there? Then there are also people in church who speak in tongues. You've spoken in tongues maybe for a while, but you don't know the scriptures. So you cannot. You must always be ready to mount a defense of your faith from the scriptures, not from, yes, experience speaks, but the scripture is our basis. So you need to be able to do it from scripture. Amen. And then there are some of us, we know the scriptures, and for us, it's a refresher course. Refresher courses are good, huh? Yes. If you meet a doctor who has not gone to a refresher course in 5 years, I pray for you. Hey. Yeah. No, they are always going for things that refresh and, yeah, retrain, and are you there? And so today, maybe you've gone through these scriptures before, you've even learned some, maybe even you quote some by heart and all that, but you need a refresher. So I think it's a very good topic for us to, in fact, when I was preparing for that, as I prepared and listened to different things, different messages read, I was encouraged to speak more in tongues. I hope you get it. Those of you who come around me when I'm relaxed, you notice that many times I'm just praying, it's just, I'm praying in tongues, you know. But people seem to find it, oh, so at a point, I didn't realize it was going down. Hey, as I read, I brought it back. Brought it back fully. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues. So let's go through some scriptures. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. It should be a scripture that you actually know, but you shall receive. Are you there? Say it's a scripture you know. You shall receive what? Ask your neighbor, is there power in your life? You see, some of you, I don't even think, even the way you are asking the question, say, power in your fresh are free. Oh. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And then in Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, we read, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, you see, so they obeyed Jesus and they were waiting. Then the day of Pentecost came. Are you here? And when that day was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I thought you'd be clapping for the Holy Spirit. Water and not tea. I have to keep telling you. Hallelujah. So we see the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's not that he had not been on earth. We know he was operating. Yeah, we know. Because the Bible tells us all the way from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Are you there? Then verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. Are you there? And the Spirit of the Lord. So he was there, right from creation. But there was a way in which he was not engaged with us. And through the Old Testament, Charlie, if God has not called you, oh, prophet. Or if there was no special anointing coming upon you for something, spirit free. Yeah, spirit free. Until this occurrence. So the first person to receive the Holy Spirit when he was in the form of man was Jesus. And as he was going, he now said, people, wait, don't leave yet to do the job I assigned to you in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And then they waited, and we see in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit has arrived. Are you in the church?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, some people say that after that, that was all. Church, the Holy Ghost has done his work and it's finished. Is it possible? Ask your neighbor, is it possible? Can we continue looking through the scriptures?
Yes.
Good. Acts chapter 8. Now, if you want to know a lot about the Holy Spirit, in fact, the whole book of Acts probably should have been named the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Because what we see is the Holy Spirit's demonstrations throughout as he worked with man, you know. But 8, 9, and 10, they give us a certain view of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at Acts chapter 8. Let's begin from verse 17, where you see them, Acts 8, 17. And the scripture says that, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. So there was ministration going on, if you remember Acts chapter 8. I mean, Acts chapter 8 is, you can't forget that chapter. Acts 8. That's the Philip chapter. And Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. You know, and how the people believe. We cannot forget. And how the Spirit now came and carried him physically. Sometimes when I read this, I'm like, oh, but Lord. Eh, Lord. Why are you letting us depend on plane? Oh. And car. When you can also lift us and deposit us. Hey. Tell your neighbor, I shall be lifted and deposited somewhere by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So this is, you know, all this is happening there. Then they come to a place where there was a man called Simon the sorcerer. A sorcerer is like a juju man or a whatever you call them. Good. And this guy was watching, you see. And he watched as the disciples laid hands on some people, and the people began to speak in tongues. Now, it says, in fact, it does not say that they begin to speak in tongues, but it says, there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom all gave heed. Verse 11. Let's jump down to verse 18. It's too long. And when Simon saw, so what did he see? Yeah. When he saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. What did he see? The Holy Ghost is a spirit. So it makes us inclined to believe that they were speaking in tongues. I hope you agree with me. But let's continue. You see, let's continue. There's more evidence. Don't worry at all. Tell your neighbor, don't worry at all. You chill, chill. Tell your neighbor, chill. Be cool, be cool, be cool. Acts chapter 9. Remember I said with Acts 9, 8, 9, 10 are good places. You see a lot of things there. In Acts 9, we see here it is now the story of Saul, the one who later became Paul. This is where his conversion has happened. He's blind. He's sitting in a house. He's converted. And the Lord told him, just be there and wait. Tell anybody, there are times when God says, be there and wait. Yeah. You know, and then the Lord sent Ananias to him. So let's pick the story up in verse 17. Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you there? Again, with the Holy Ghost. It does not mention tongues, but in 1 Corinthians 14:18, Paul himself says, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. So again, we are told this man, he received the Holy Spirit. How do we know? How do we know? So you are here in church, you are not speaking in tongues. How do we know that you have received the Holy Spirit? How do we know? And I'm praying that as I'm preaching to you, a desire will come. Amen. Because the things we desire there, we get. Yeah, the things we desire there, we really get them. Then in Acts chapter 10, what do we meet there? We meet the story of Cornelius. Cornelius was a devout man who didn't really know God. You know, some people are godly. Some of us, even before you gave your life to Christ, you tended to carry around the Bible, to try to read it, to try to pray. Are you there? Cornelius was that type of person, but he didn't really understand what he was doing. And that's why the Lord commissioned Peter. This is the guy. He was a Gentile. That means not a Jew. And it was over him that Peter was commissioned to go and start. This is the first Gentile to be converted. And the scripture says, let's pick the story from verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. How did they know? How did they know? Again, the Holy Spirit was a ghost. It was a ghost, a spirit. 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Are you seeing it? Do you see the two things? You see, they've been prayed for to receive the Holy Spirit and then tongues. Hallelujah. Are you there? Ask your neighbor, neighbor, do you speak in tongues? And if your neighbor says no, tell your neighbor it's about time. And if your neighbor is your friend and you have never heard your friend speak in tongues, tell your neighbor that, listen, you are not correct. You are not correct. Ah. Hallelujah. Is it possible to be a Christian? Is it possible to be saved and not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? The answer is yes. It's possible. How do I know? You are my church members. I've seen you receive Christ. And you don't speak in tongues. How do I know that you don't speak in tongues? One of the signs of people who don't speak in tongues, prayer meetings, they don't come. Because when we say we're coming to pray all night, 6 hours. When we say we're coming to pray 36 hours, you can't manage. You can't manage. 36 hours. You're going to talk for 36 hours. I mean, we like talking, eh, mom? My daughters-in-law are laughing because, Charlie, they are like me. We like talking. Eh? If we are in a place, there ain't no peace. We'll talk. But 36 hours. So when we say 30, you will not appear. You will not appear because, Charlie. Look, if you are doubting of, I tell you, neighbor, speak it, let me hear. Hey! Are you in the church? You see, it's possible. And we see an explicit example in Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Please take me to the NLT. Yes, I don't want to struggle. Then when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. Are you seeing it? What came on them? The Holy Spirit came on them. No, I'm not reading the correct thing. Yes, silly boy, verse 1. While, let's take it from verse 1 to see the chronology. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior regions where he found several believers. Can you see? So we're talking to believers. Because the question we are trying to answer is, can you be a believer and not have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the gifts of speaking in tongues? And the answer is yes. Verse 2. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them. No, they replied, we haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Amazing. Shocking. Really shocking. Verse 3. Then what baptism did you experience? He asked. And they replied, the baptism of John. Ask your neighbor, what baptism did you receive? Some of you, as you are walking here, your baptism is according to sprinkling that you received when you didn't know anything. Paul said, John's baptism called for repentance from sin. But John himself told the people to begin in the one who, to believe in the one who would come later, meaning Jesus. Continue. As soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. Verse 6 now comes. Then, when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. Amen. So it is possible, fully possible, to be a believer and not speak in tongues. But that's a pity. That's a pity. Because it means you cannot pray much, and it means deeper things than that, which we will get into in a moment. Hallelujah. So what are tongues? Tongues, it's a language. What language is this? 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 tells us something. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. So we find when we are speaking in tongues that we are often, either you are speaking a language of men, which means a language somebody who is alive understands. Or you are speaking an angelic language that only the people in heaven. In fact, the Bible says you are talking to God. He's the only person who knows what you are saying. Tongues of men. And there have been documented evidences of people who are praying, especially in a certain kind of situation. And somebody nearby understands. And the very first example of that is actually in Acts chapter 2. You have to find that scripture for me, please. When they received the tongues, then they heard it. And then the people who were listening were saying that, as we are listening, the people up there, are they not Galileans? Acts chapter 2. Are they not Galileans? Then they said, how come we are hearing our own language? In the NLT. And go back to the previous verse. Verse 5. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee. Or maybe we should take it further back. Further back. Remember that Acts 2 is where good. The Holy Spirit has come. Are you there? Are you reading it? Comes in, sound from heaven like roaring of a mighty thunderstorm. It filled the house. Verse 3, there was a fire, tongues of fire settled on each of them. Verse 4, everyone present, filled with the Holy Spirit, began speaking in other languages. Verse 5, at that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. So as this thing fell upon these people, the upper room, as they called it, they began speaking. People were wondering, what's going on? What's going on? Sometimes when we have a prayer meeting, you see people standing looking. What's going on? You know, and it says that when they heard the loud noise, everyone came running and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. Then comes verse 7. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee. And yet, we hear them speaking in our own native tongue. Languages, tongues of men. But when nobody understands, it's a tongue of angels. Please ask your neighbor, which one have you been speaking? Tell me, I'm just checking. Tell neighbor, you look like somebody that your language, yeah, I wonder. Hallelujah. So let me quickly give you three reasons. Today we have our concert. We're not going to pull the service too long so that you won't tell us that we closed late. So as you reached home, you were so tired that you couldn't come. Now, so let me give you three reasons why we must speak in tongues. The first reason why we must speak in tongues is because there's a supernatural world controlling things. And when we speak in tongues, we are entering that supernatural dimension. Are you understanding? Yeah. A lot of people respect physical things that they see, but actually, before the spiritual, the physical, what's the spiritual? The one that you don't see, that's the one that is more important. Amen. Hello? What you don't see. So it's very important that you should be speaking into that realm. Because that realm is the one that has made a decision that this thing is happening. Are you here? You see, many people who walk in fear, they are in fear because they are not operating in that dimension. Hello? Yeah. If you operate in that dimension, you can easily control it. Yeah, you can easily control it. One time, somebody meant me bad. And the person did something and was expecting a certain reaction. At the time, I didn't know. It was something he did, and I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, and then I understood. So I shared it with my husband. Are you there? Then, as was common during my my secular working days, I had to travel. So I traveled away, and the individual of the evil deed appeared on my house doorstep. My husband did not know him. My husband had never seen him before. But as he opened the door, something said to him, "That's the guy of the of the deed. That's the guy." Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. So something was happening in the supernatural. So he shut the door and the guy waited. He was waiting to see whatever he was waiting to see. I don't know. And after he waited a couple of weeks and he didn't see what he expected to see, then he sent me a letter. "Dear doctor, I'm sorry for the evil that..." Evil? Do I know of any? Have I said anything? Have I seen any? I'm just saying to say something was happening in that realm. In that realm. Are you getting it? By the Holy Ghost, we got to know. Because he speaks. Sometimes you sit down in front of food you want to eat. Something tells you, that's what you will say. Something you don't know, even acknowledge that is the Holy Spirit. And he says, "Don't eat it." And then you look at the thing, Charlie, when you are seeing the meat, and you say, "Oh, this one there is my mind." Then you eat it. Then you come and tell us that, nowadays when I've been sleeping, I've been dreaming dreams. How will you not dream dreams? How will you not dream dreams? He told you not to eat it. You know, I remember again another remarkable, interesting episode. A certain year at that time, we were in Tamale. And it's a lot of Muslims in the city. I had a neighbor across the road. And she had a shop, would often go there to purchase small things. And when it was their festival time, her Salah time, she sent me fried meat. And the meat looked very nice. So, some of you are looking at me. We just did what we do about every food. We prayed and we ate it. Not too long after that, it was Easter. No, it was Christmas. No, it was some festivity. I don't remember what. And my own church member brought me a bowl of soching. Do you understand when I say soching? Some okra stew with every meat you can dream of poking out. I mean, It was looking too good. And I heard a voice. Don't touch it. I almost said, oh, don't say that. But if this other one, you allowed me to eat it. Is this not my own church? My own member. Why are you saying what you are saying? A believer. Lord, he allowed me to eat it. Interestingly, he didn't allow me to eat it and he didn't allow me to give it away. Yeah. I had to destroy it completely. You see. What am I saying? He knows what he has. I mean, he has been guiding you. Yeah. He has been guiding you, but you have been calling him that something said. The sooner you recognize him as the Holy Spirit, the more you will identify him speaking to you on a daily basis. Yeah. I don't remember which service it was where somebody told us that he was leaving the room to go to the exam and something told him to go back and open a certain slide and read up that something. And he went to the exam and the only question in the whole exam was that. You see, you will say something told you. But from today, as we are learning about the Holy Spirit, you better change what you are saying and say, the Holy Spirit told me. That's the Holy Spirit. When somebody comes and says, the Lord said to me, what do you think they are saying? You can hear him as a voice, but you can also hear him as a tinker. That's the Holy Ghost. He's speaking to your spirit. Because you see, you hear it from somewhere. If I ask you, where did you hear it from? What will you tell me? Somewhere. Can you show me where? No. But did you hear? Yes. But you are sure that you heard it. His spirit has connected to your spirit. The Lord lives in you. The Holy Ghost is in you. And he's speaking. And you have picked it. Are you there? Tell your neighbor, stop that thing there saying that something told me something. Understand that the Holy Ghost is talking to you. And stop being so dim. I've called you on the phone 24 times. And every time I call you, say, hello? Who is that? Should I not insult you? 24 times. Will you not just save my number? So that when you see my name will even come. 24 times I've spoken to you. Will you say that? Hello? Who is this? On the 25th call, I don't care who you are, I'll insult you. Or what do you think? I said, why? What is wrong with you? Can you not save the number? This morning, the Holy Spirit is asking some people, I've been calling you. This is the 50th time I've called you. And you are saying, something said. Something told me. From today, save his number. His name is the Holy Spirit. Tell neighbor, it has pained me for the Holy Ghost. Last, you were going to wear some shoe. And he just told you, don't wear. And because you thought, it's my man, you wore it and the shoe opened like this. And you were on the road. Somebody said, he told you, but because you didn't say, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to me. You put your foot inside the shoe and you were going, you were feeling very good, and then the shoe just... You were going to wear that trousers. And when you wore it, you struggled to button the trousers and you forced and you... And he said, do not... He told you, don't wear the trousers. And he said, I like it all. It's matching with my blouse. And you wore it. And you went to town. And you were walking through town, crotch here. And then you lifted your leg to enter the trust key. And as you lifted your leg, he said, I feel, would you now know? You have now removed the t-shirt from your point. You are trying to, yeah, or you have found some sweater. Be and you say, oh, let me cover. Why? All because as he's calling you, you have refused to save his number. My number is the Holy Spirit 0000000 10 of them. I'm speaking into your spirit, and this is my voice. Recognize him when he's talking to you. Amen. And that is why we speak in tongues, because we know that there's a realm. There are some things in the realm that we don't see with our eye. Am I talking to somebody? You don't see with your eye, so you don't know. But you're just responding to a tinkemi. This morning when I was sharing the first service, I was reminded of a time many years ago. Our bishop's wife was coming for a program here in Kumasi. Seven of us from Tamale, we came in one car. And I asked one of the drivers at my worksite, please drive us. And he drove us all the way. We had a good weekend. But how many of you know that if women come together for a weekend, there won't be much sleep? After the meetings, Charlie, we had a good time, fellowship every night. By Sunday after church, we're ready to go back. We sat in the car, we're going. And I was just looking forward to falling asleep, because I hadn't done much sleeping, and tomorrow is Monday. When I sat in the car and everybody started to doze, the Holy Ghost said, Charlie, it's time to pray. I'm talking about how there are things. At that time, do you think I had any prayer topic in my head? As they prayed over us, we've left. At the time, Prophet Kakra was here. I mean, the whole Prophet Kakra has prayed over me. What other prayer do I have? I'm going to sleep. But as I sat in the car, the Holy Spirit, I knew that voice. I didn't say something was telling me. I said, I knew that voice. I said, the Holy Spirit was saying, pray. So as we sat there, and I used to travel a lot, so I learned how to pray on the go. I started to pray. I was hoping that the burden to pray will lift. 1 hour passed. I was still praying. I said, man, this is the end. You're spoiling my sleep. 2 hours, we're still praying. 3 hours, we're still praying. As we continued on the journey, and our car, you see, by that time, you see, those of you who speed, it's a certain revelation you haven't got. At that time, we didn't have that revelation, so the car was generally cruising, flying. As we were moving along and we got to a slope, I remember it so well, because we were yet to hit JMA. We're just a few kilometers from King Temple. As the car came down, we heard the sound, boom. The car continued moving and actually increased speed because we're going downhill. And as we looked, is that not our tire? The tire was going. You see, and as we passed through, because we were approaching a village, and the people were, you know, by the time the car ground to a halt, the children had run and gone to collect the boats and everything. Somebody had gone ahead and picked our tire. They brought it. For the next 3 hours, we were there. There was no mobile phone in those days, and we're figuring it out. And so they went to get some tractor driver in the town. He came. After 3 hours, we managed to put things together, and we slowly crept all our way to Tamale. And as we entered the house, my Muslim driver turned to me and he said, because we dropped everybody off, he had not spoken since that occurrence. And as we turned into the house, he said, Madam, do you know how fast we were driving? I said, no. And he said, we were going at 140 when the tire left. And he said, Madam, for a car to be going 140, tire goes, and the car does not spin, and the car does not somersault. Something. I knew it's not something, it's God. The Holy Ghost had paved the way for prayer. It's something to affect. And some of us who are here, there are things happening in the realm of the spirit. You better find your tongues and just lift up tongues and be praying into the spirit realm. You are saying, I should have been promoted by this time. My promotion has not come. I tell you, a demon has crossed his legs and he's just watching you. But as you begin to pray in tongues, something will slap that demon and he'll fall down. You've been waiting for that contract. The contract has not come because the demon has gone to collect the pen that is supposed to sign the contract, and he has hidden the pen. As you stand there and you lift up tongues, Barakot Hababa, that demon does not know when he will drop the pen, because it is like, as if it is fire. We better lift up our tongue speaking. From today, 1 hour a day, don't step your foot out.
at minimum 1 hour, just thanks. Operating in the spiritual realm. Everybody in your house is sick. And there is influenza. You be there saying it's influenza. Look, there are houses that sickness doesn't happen. You have left your door open and a demon has come walking around. And instead of you to lift up tongues, if they had met some tongues in the door, they wouldn't have entered well. Lift up tongues. Because when you do, you are sorting out something in the spiritual realm. Point number two, I'm talking about why we speak in tongues. When we speak in tongues, we edify ourselves. We edify ourselves. Let's go straight to scripture. 1 Corinthians 14. I want to read from, okay. He that speaketh, verse 2, in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Do you understand why, now why I'm saying that in the spiritual? For no man understands it. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Are you understanding? A mysterious thing. So that is, this verse 2 is for the first point. As you speak in tongues, you are dealing with the mysterious things that are happening in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me or you're not understanding me? Are you understanding or you're not understanding? Is it working or it's not working? Are you understanding or you're not understanding? Hallelujah. So the second, now let's go to the second reason. The second reason, you find it in verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Edifies himself. Edifies. To edify means to strengthen. Edifies himself. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody today? Edifies himself. And as you speak in an unknown tongue, what happens is that you are building up your spirit. You are strengthening your spirit. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you this morning? Or you don't understand? Yeah. Some of you come to church. When you come, then you are sleeping. I'm talking to somebody. That's when you come, then you are sleeping. I'm feeling tired. You see, if you had employed or deployed some tongue speaking, some strength would have been imparted to your spirit. Remember, spirit, soul, and body. And your spirit would have hit your body and said, my friend, wake up. Yeah. Because as you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. You build yourself up. Am I talking to somebody this afternoon? You build yourself up. Hallelujah. And we need it. The church, generally, the body of Christ, many, both men and women, slaves to pornography. Some have cried. I want to stop. It's because they didn't know that it was going to become an addiction. You see, I'm very quiet. You see, the way, I don't blame you for being quiet, because when you are quiet, then it's like, oh, Charlie, minka. Begin to build yourself up. Edify yourself. Edify yourself. I hope you understand. Edify yourself. Build up yourself. And as you speak in tongues, you are charging yourself up like a battery. Charging. That's the way. Edify. Charge. Build up. Just like how, you know, a new battery is very different from an old one. Yeah. Very, very different. You know how you have a remote and then that battery is dying, then you have forgotten that. Exactly. So I had this remote, I've been slapping it. Every time I slap it, it will come alive small, then I'll be able to. Oh, one day, I slapped the battery, said, today, dear. Today, dear, it ain't happening. Hey, I opened, I fidgeted, and I slapped it again. I said, today, it has died. Then I went to get another battery, a new one. When I put it, I said, oh, son, it was so easy to put on power. There's power here. Hey, that's my Bishop Nikki, and that's Reverend Kofi, and that's Blessing, and that's Doxa. That's the tribe from Madagascar. Oh, I'm not enjoying your lack of clapping. Hey!
It's good to have you in church. It's nice to see you here. Amen. Those of you who be, they told me that, oh, first service, they don't know anybody, but their friends are here. So they are coming here. So it's nice to see you. They've been at their father's church. So let's continue. Amen. No, but are you understanding something? You see, so when I put the new battery in, you see, you remember I'd been slapping the thing for some time. So it had all, there's always been a small element of struggle anytime I was trying to put it on. You get it? When I put the new one on, oh, it was so easy. It was so easy. I mean, it's like I barely touched the and then the thing was working. You know, as you are charging up with the speaking in tongues, the thing that is overcoming you, it'd be so easy. It'd be so easy because your battery is charged. Are you here? Your battery is charged. It will not be a struggle anymore. Many of the habits that we are fighting and struggling with, you build your spirit up. So you do what? You just build your spirit. You'll be overcoming it without a sweat. Without sweat. Without sweat. Am I talking to somebody? Hey, you are very quiet. You see, some of you are debating, do I want to leave the pornography or I don't want to leave? So you let me talk to those who want to leave it. This is for those who want to leave it. This is for those who want to leave it. You really want to leave it? Build up your spirit. Edify yourself. Soon you realize that there isn't even any desire in you. There's no longing in you for this. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Can I ask a very sensitive question? How many of you have watched pornography and stopped? You have watched pornography and you have stopped. Me too, my hand is up. Yes. Yeah, and you've stopped. If you have stopped and never reverted, it's because your spirit has gained some ascendancy over the flesh. So the thing is not even nice to you. Hey, Pastor Sean, you're welcome. Everybody say that what? Dual citizenship. That's a dual citizen. Yeah. Easy. But I have to say that for us as a family, this week is a very sweet one for us. Yeah, my husband and I, we were celebrating 38 years on Friday. And we've never had all of them plus wives and children in the same place. So it's only LP Joanne had to go back, and we told her that the pictures, she has to Photoshop herself inside. But it's a blessing, and we thank God for that blessing. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And I should have said thank you very much for all your anniversary greetings. We enjoyed them very well. Beautiful. But we're talking about the Holy Spirit. But are you understanding something I'm saying? You see, I'm trying to share with you that as you pray in the Spirit, the way it was so easy to almost just, you see, before, after I've slapped the remote small, I have to press hard and shake it a few times and it will take. But when the new battery was put in, it's like I barely touched, but it's done. You see, so as you are edifying yourself continually, every morning, just pray in the Spirit. Even when you are late, you just be praying. Your battery is being charged. I say your battery is being charged. Yeah, but I used to have a very bad temper, very hot temper. Charlie, by charging the battery. Now when I want to fire, just feel the Holy Ghost in me. Sometimes when I'm smiling at you, the smile of Christ paining me. But after a while, there was no struggle. You just leave that behavior and move on. Are you here? Hey, you are very quiet, though. Hey, you don't know what it is to grow up in some places. Then go and ask people who are coming from Kijetia, Ashtown, whether it's easy to speak well. It's not easy, though. Richard, none of you, is it true or is it not? Quiet. Very difficult. Yeah. Because you've grown up in a certain way. Speaking in a certain way, but you overcome it. You will overcome it as you speak in tongues and build up yourself. Reason number three, we got to go out of here. The choir, I want them to rest more and come and bless us this evening. Hallelujah. The third reason why we must speak in tongues is found in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. We know not what to pray for as we ought. If even you knew the situation,
Sometimes you don't know how to pray. So, you like the guy. Should you pray that he also likes you? Or should you pray that you shouldn't like him? No, it's a very relevant question. Or you like two sisters in the church. Both are Christians. Both are prayerful. Both are respectful. Both are... Which one is it? Which one is it? How? No, I'm asking you, how are you going to pray? How are you going to pray? Can you see that even how to pray will be a problem? So that's even for the one you are seeing. Now, some of you too, you are now at the crossroads of life. Is it this way? Many people, they only go to a university that gives them a scholarship. But what if? What if? What if it was supposed to be somewhere else? What if? How can you know? You can't. You can't. We know not what to pray for as we ought. I'm ending on this story. One day, well, you know, among the preaching pastors, we are also friends. We all grew up under our father at a certain time, so we are also friends. Most of us are married, but we had one of us who was not. There were one or two or three who never married. And this one, she was in her 40s, had a beautiful church, a large church in Accra at the time. And then she met somebody. She used to go on holidays to her siblings outside. And she met somebody. So initially when she told us, we're very happy, you know, that, oh, finally, our sister has met somebody. Then, after a while, we began to grow concerned. Now, I'll explain our concerns to you. Do you know that if you have a good friend, you're a group of good friends, and one gets into a relationship, eventually somebody will know somebody about that person. But as time was going, we realized that none of us knew anything about the person. So we even... So we went out of our way to even ask other people who were not necessarily part of our circle of friends. This guy doesn't... They said no. We said, hey, the relationship was moving. Who is the guy? Who is he? Then this our friend too, very anointed woman. So whenever she travels like that, the people, the pastor, the churches in that area know that she's coming. So when she lands, so Charlie, this one says, come and do a program. Come in. The guy, nobody. So what is going on? And we knew she was not lying. So one day, she now came. We knew that this particular business she's going on, she's either going to come back engaged. I mean, like the way it's going, this is the visit that's the deed. Please, can I ask you, what's our prayer topic? What are we going to pray about? You see, and remember that because we were married, we couldn't speak. You must understand. How are you going to talk? She said, you don't understand. You are all sitting there, you're all married, you're all happy. You're coming to say, you want me to be there? Hey! If you come in, so we couldn't voice our... We know not what to pray for as we ought. What if we go and say some, and the thing what if that's, hey, please. We just decided, kabarabada, rematadaba, eshakadaba, rebobobobo, kima. So that particular visit, we agreed that we're going to pray when we ask. So we will just pray. So we prayed in tongues because we didn't know what to pray for as we ought. And we're waiting for our friend to come back to hear what will happen. She came back. As she has arrived, you are welcome, you are welcome. Oh, Charlie, I'm back. Oh, it was we are waiting to hear that. Then she said, hey, people, the thing is over. We said, what has happened? Do you know that as we prayed, you see, there were things she didn't know. When you are going to marry, some things you need to know. Even if you are marrying a mad person, you must know that the person is mad. It's very important. It's very, very important. It's important information for you. If you are marrying a prostitute, you better know. Hey, the church is quiet. What, you think that there are people who are married prostitutes? I had a church member who was a prostitute. When she met a guy who seriously wanted to marry, look, she told at the time I had moved out of Tamale. So she was under Bishop Kweku, and Bishop Kweku knew she was my sheep. He called me. He said, this guy says he likes you. And she says she's going to tell him everything. We as her pastors, normally we say, tell about your past. But we as her pastors were like, ish. Ish. I didn't even say the thing was fire. Ish. Hey. Around the evening, I texted, I said, have they spoken? What? Look, we were on pins. Because we had been so happy for it. This girl, she had picked her life and it was moving. The next morning, Bishop Kweku called me. He said, Mommy, you will not believe it all. The man had come to see him. The man said, if I ever doubted that the woman loved me today, I know that she loves me. She would never have opened up and said all the things that she said if she didn't love me. She wanted me to know so that I will not be shocked. I will not be surprised. I will know exactly what I'm getting. I will know exactly what she has been into. If we are passing on the street, someone shouting, I know exactly. So, yeah. That was his interpretation. They are married up till today. Up till today. They are. Anyway, let me finish my story and we close. So, my friend came back. Remember we had been praying in tongues. Remember we didn't know what to pray for as we ought. Our friend said, one day they were driving. They were going down the highway. And as they went down the highway, somebody crossed the man. The man's anger. She said the guy lost it and stepped on the accelerator. And the speed, because he was chasing the car that crossed him. Hey, after a while he was talking, he was crying. The guy had a total breakdown behind the steer. And my friend said, only a car crossing you. Then if I marry you and I annoy you, you cut my neck. Hey. It was only when that thing happened that she now began to see. But this man, every time I've told him that I'm going to preach here, he has never come. Every time I've invited him to a Sunday church service, he has never come. My people, you see, all those things were there. She didn't see them. It was this issue. Yeah, this issue. From the prayer we were praying that we didn't know. For you know not what to pray for as you ought. Hallelujah. And I want to end by saying this. As for tongues, you can pray in tongues anywhere, anytime. And in fact, you should pray in tongues anywhere, anytime. In the presence of people, in the absence of people. When you are in the shower, when you are cooking, when you are sleeping, when you are on the toilet, when you are in the truck, anywhere. That's why I'm telling you to do 1 hour, because I know you can pray it anywhere. Some of you, just to get to work, you sit for an hour on the road. Just be praying. Stop giving lift plenty. You understand me? Because you see, when you put the lift, when you take the person, you start talking to the person, or you feel bad to continue praying. Brother, roll up your windows, even though you are feeling and sweating in the car. It's not a problem. And use the Shabaya, Makataraba, Mekoto. You will be surprised how many. How did I learn how to pray? I used to be checking Northern Ghana roads. Oh, as for Kumasi, when we say that everywhere is close, you don't understand. If I want to hit the furthest regional, district capital, it's just 2 hours away. In the north, 6 hours, 7 hours. So I learned, Kabaya, Kumataya Baba, Imata. What bossing hand do I have to boss with the driver? Minibi, Maya, Kereba. I didn't even care what he's playing on his, whatever. I'm an independent agent. Earphones, what's the use? Tabi, by the time I reach where I'm going, Chale, I'm fully fortified. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We know not what to pray for as we ought. From today, tongues, is it? Tongues, pray in tongues, speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Am I talking to some people this afternoon? I want you to rise to your feet and I want you to begin to pray in tongues. Some of you haven't prayed in tongues in a long time. Every day you just do 5 minutes, but right now just add another 5 minutes. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Kata, you should change the music. Lift your voice, begin to pray.
If you don't know how to speak in tongues, some of you, your sheep don't know how to speak in tongues. That's your responsibility. You must solve it. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. This is not the time to be looking left and right. I want you to pray. Oh yes, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Mashanda la baba baba. Ribebebede. Ikayanda la baba. Deshakatanda la baba.
Hallelujah.
And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here, you are not giving your life to Christ. You're not giving your life to Jesus. You have not confessed him. You are in church, but you have not confessed him as your Savior. Please, just step forward. We are going to pray together. Lift up your hand where you are standing. Lift up your hand where you are standing. And just come to me. Allow them to help you. Allow them to guide you to come. Many of you were not speaking in tongues. I'm assuming that you're also not born again. Yeah, that's why there's no desire. Just come. We're going to pray together. Just come. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you, my brother. I'm sure there are more. There are more of you. Just come. Just come. Happily. Yes. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just come. We cannot discuss being born again with you. Just come.
Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus. Give him your life. Give him your life today.
Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way.
My brother, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Pray it as if it's your prayer, okay? And everyone in the congregation, let's join together and help. You want to say, Lord Jesus. You want to say, Lord Jesus. I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today,
You are my Savior and you are my Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEDUASE. God richly bless you.